Still have joy. Hallelujah. I still have joy.
Yeah.
I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. There were times in my life I thought I couldn't go on. God blessed me and He made me strong. I held on through the night. He's my testimony and He made everything all right. Hallelujah, I'm still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, after all the things I've been through, after all the things I've been through, I still have joy.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, still our joy. Praise
Amen. God. Tell it.
Hallelujah. He didn't give it and He can't take it away. Praise
be God. That's right.
Hallelujah. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Pastor.
Lord.
Praise God.
It's another day the Lord has made.
Yes, it is. Man,
yes, Lord. Rejoice and be glad that we're in His day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because
Hallelujah.
He made the day and get who in and He wants to be in it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I can't do a thing about it, but love it.
Amen.
God. Amen. Bless God. All my soul, all of us in Him. Bless His holy name.
Yes.
God is good. Good, good.
Yes,
Lord. Praise God. Praise thank God for all He is to me and to
Amen.
You. Amen. Thank you for keeping me another week.
Amen.
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory we didn't God. Have to do it.
That's right.
But He did.
Yes,
he did.
Lord.
Whatever I had to face, the Lord brought me through it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. You, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
I can't do it on my own, but He can.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank God for the testimony, Brother Wayne.
Praise God.
My car got hit in the parking lot.
Woo.
About the first of the month, I guess.
And
I didn't even realize it was hit until about 3 or 4 days after it happened.
Wow.
So, and this knocked a little piece off the bumper. But I said, that's what I pay insurance for.
Uh-huh.
The person didn't let me know that he hit me, and I didn't know anything about it until I rode up on the churchyard for the person meeting. And the car bumper scraped the curb, and they had been doing that. So I thought I'd go check and see what's going on. And then I saw it.
Mm. Uh-huh.
They had to have the parking lot of the store when I went to the store because they had been nowhere else that earlier that week.
Uh-huh.
And so I didn't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not doing anything about it, but I thought it was just a scratch first. And then I happened to look at another day and it was a piece missing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And that damage is going to cost $1,500 to fix, but I don't have to pay for $100.
Amen.
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 Amen. Lord. So I didn't worry about it and still ain't worrying about it.
Yeah.
Get the piece in the car and so it put me in another vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Amen. That's good.
That's Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And what God got about it before.
Yes, Lord. God
bless you. God indeed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank God for giving honor and glory to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit to as a gift for presiding and to all of the household of faith that's on Zoom land We praise God for all of you.
Hallelujah,
praise
Jesus.
God, and bless God, oh, my soul.
Amen. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah.
All that's within him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Every day get better.
Tell the pastor.
I'm thank God, because every day is a new blessing.
Yes, amen. It is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And blessing all day long.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, okay.
God is handling all of my problems for me.
Amen.
Don't even be worrying about them, because God
is pastor.
And if God can't handle it, it can't be handled.
Amen.
Yeah. So I ain't no need I'm trying to do it.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Hallelujah. For he is all powerful, all knowing.
Yes.
He's the everlasting Father. Hallelujah. And he's here forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So he knows everything that's going on, what's about to go on. It ain't happening that God has already known about it.
Amen.
God, hallelujah. So that's the good thing about God. He always had an answer for the problem coming.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Amen. We get the problem, try to solve it. God gives the answer for you, let the problem come to you.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
And then if you listen to God, you know how to get out of it, because he already got an answer waiting for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we thank God for all of you here in the land. Let's move on into the scripture. Romans 12:1-2. Romans 12.
Amen.
Okay, are we there?
Amen.
Romans 12.
I beseech you, brethren.
Amen.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not transformed, and be not conformed to this world.
Amen.
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And be ye transformed by the newing of your mind. Tell somebody you got to be transformed.
You got to be transformed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got to be transformed. And we come to the realization, the reason we can't do what we need to do, because we are not transformed.
Man.
Sometimes we think we are,
uh-huh,
but we're not all the way.
Uh-huh.
So we got caught up in the midst, halfway transformed, halfway not.
Amen.
And we need to get fully transformed. Now, transformed means that you got to be changed.
Yes.
Amen.
Change from who you are to what you're supposed to be. Okay. Change. I mean, move from one thing to another, one place to another. You got to be changed.
Amen.
Okay. And the word tells that it requests that we present our bodies a living sacrifice.
Yes.
Now, you can't do this on your own.
Amen.
That's what we think we've done. We try to make the change without God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. And you hear him say, I can't do this and I can't do that. That's because you try to do it without God.
Mm-hmm.
The word said, I can do all things through Christ.
The strength is.
Which provides me the strength to do it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you start out doing it without God, you're going to mess up already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You got to seek him first.
Yeah.
And after seeking him, then be willing to hear what it has to say.
Yes.
And to do that, then you must follow through on what he tells you to do.
Yes, amen.
When he tells you to do it.
Amen.
How he tells you to do it. Hallelujah. Be ye transformed. I beseech ye, you therefore, by the mercies of God. Okay, so we got to do it by God's mercies.
Yes.
Okay, we can't transform ourselves.
That's right.
Man.
But you can ask God to help you to transform it.
Amen.
To change to the way that we're supposed to be.
Amen.
God's mercies forgive us from our sins.
Amen.
God's mercies allow us to do whatever we can do with him.
Yes.
Okay. God's mercy keeps us here. God's mercy enables us to do the will of God and do it in a perfect way. Okay.
Amen.
So the word said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, you got to do this by the mercies of God.
Amen.
Okay. And by his mercy being with us, he said, now you give your bodies as living sacrifice. All right. Don't wait till you're dead.
That's right.
Use you then.
Amen.
He wants you while you're young and strong.
Amen.
Okay? While you're still healthy. While you're still able to do what you can do.
Amen.
Okay. Why? Don't just lay down and give up on everything. But while you are able to be a witness. Be a witness. Why are you able to do a work for the Lord?
Yes.
Do that. Your body is needed to be given as a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Holy.
And acceptable.
And acceptable.
Unto God.
Unto God.
Praise
God. Didn't say being acceptable to you.
Amen.
To what you want to do.
That's right.
How you want to do it.
Yes.
When you do it. He didn't say be holy and acceptable when you want to be.
Pastor, teach it.
But you're going to be it unto God.
Yes.
Don't do it for man.
That's right.
Do it for God.
Amen.
Don't even do it for yourself.
Amen.
Do it for God.
Do it for God.
See, our problem is we do everything for self.
Tell it, Pastor.
And self is not good for you.
Amen.
Self is a bad individual. Self try to be good, but self can't be good.
Amen.
Self is flesh.
Preach it, Pastor. Preach it.
Flesh is sin. And the best we can do with that flesh is as filthy rags.
Filthy rags.
Okay, we try to clean the mud. Okay, because remember, we ain't but dirt.
Amen.
And you can't clean nothing of your dirty self. Forget the body of God to tell God to wash you.
That's right.
Be like David said, wash me. He'll do it in his soap.
Oh, yeah.
Soak me in your word. We need to be washed in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Washed in the blood of Jesus. And his red blood can make your scarlet sin as white as snow.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus will do it for us. Say he can. Jesus can change him. So you got to present his body as a living sacrifice. Acceptable unto God. And those that make us say, which is your reasonable service? He ain't asking you to do anything that's out of the ordinary.
Amen.
But you think he is.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
He's not asking you to do anything that's not good for you.
Yep.
It may not be good to me, but it's good for me.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes. So
he's not going to ask you to do anything that's going to kill you.
Amen.
He came to give you life, not death.
Amen. Yes.
So God ain't give you anything that's going to kill you.
That's right.
He'd be defeating his own purpose.
Uh-huh.
He want you to live.
Amen.
He said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Okay. He wants to give you life.
Amen. Thank you,
so
Lord.
So present your body as a living sacrifice so you can live forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So holy and acceptable unto God. This is your reasonable service. This is what you just ought to be doing.
Amen.
Okay. It's not anything you can't do. It's not too hard, but we'll say it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is because you didn't hear what Jesus said. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And take my yoke upon you
and
learn of me, and you'll find that I'm meek and lowly heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy.
Yes.
And my burdens are light.
Amen.
So what he's saying, give me your problems.
Amen.
Give me your heartaches and your headaches and your whatever else is aching you. But give it to me. I have already taken it to the cross.
Amen.
I've already bled.
Yes.
Died.
Mm-hmm.
For your anger.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've hung up on the cross. For your problems.
Amen.
I was hung up on the cross. I died that you might live.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Jesus said, I've already taken care of your problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you just take mine.
Mm-hmm.
My yoke is easy.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say my yoke was hard.
Amen.
And my burden is a light. He didn't say it was heavy.
Uh-huh.
I can't carry this heavy load. You ought not be carrying a heavy load.
Uh-huh.
You say you can't carry it. Why are you still trying to carry it?
Amen.
What are you doing, lying to yourself?
Amen.
Okay. Jesus said, this is your reasonable service. And don't be conformed to this world. Okay? We got to stop trying to do like the world. Just because so-and-so is doing it.
Uh-huh.
You're not supposed to be following so-and-so. You're supposed to be following Jesus.
That's right.
Okay. And because so and so is saying do this and do that, and because I've been doing it, doesn't mean that they're right.
Amen.
If it's not found in the word of God, they have just as long as two left shoes.
Amen.
I'm trying to get them on the right feet. Okay. So get your shoes on the right side.
That's right.
And follow Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. If you're going having both of your shoes on, being left shoes, Jesus is going right and you going left.
Mm-hmm.
You're not following him.
Mm-hmm.
You're going your way.
Yes.
And we're going to have it our way, right?
Amen.
Is my way or the
highway?
Highway.
Is that what we say?
Amen.
Tell somebody you ain't got no way.
You ain't got no
way. Got no way.
Amen.
Because the earth is the Lord.
Lord.
And the fullness thereof.
Amen.
And everything in it is his.
Amen.
He found it.
Amen.
He made it. He established it.
Amen.
It's his. Yes. Everything that made it on this earth was made from his, out of his earth.
Amen. Amen.
92 natural occurred elements was put in this earth.
Uh-huh.
From those 92 elements, everything else you see on this earth is made from them.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
Okay. All right. So everything, 92 things make up everything you see on this earth.
That's right.
Okay. It's like your 26 letters of alphabet make up every word you got.
Uh-huh.
Well, if that can make it other words, think about the vast majority of things that can be made out of 92.
Uh-huh.
They even made more elements out of the 92 natural elements.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the elements is what make things together come. And that comes for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So present your body as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God. This is your reasonable service.
Amen.
So don't think it's too hard for you. God expects you to go through. He's already made a way for you to go through.
Uh-huh.
He already made a way for you to escape.
Amen.
And be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by renewing of your mind.
Amen.
So don't be trying to do like John, James, and Sally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Do what God said do.
Amen.
Don't go do something that's called somebody else is doing it. How can he tell you from the world if you're doing everything the world is doing?
That's right.
Okay. Jesus said, if you do things the way the world do it, what good do you have? What profit does it do to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't just call somebody doing it, you think they're getting away with it. You need to do it too because you're missing out on something.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't missing out on nothing.
Amen.
Okay. All right, but perhaps what you might miss out on is going to hell. And I think everybody wants to miss that.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. But be ye platformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay. Lord, help me to change my mind.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. He can change it for you now.
Teach it, Pastor.
But he wants you to ask him to help you.
Yes.
And if you ask,
he'll
get to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So somebody asked, but didn't really mean it.
That's true.
You ask, wavering.
Amen.
Okay. But you need to ask in sincerity.
Yes.
To help you to change your mind. That ain't going to change on overnight.
Amen. Take it, Pastor.
You got to work on this thing.
Amen. Yes.
Okay? Work on changing your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you be thinking, you'll be converting yourself back to the way you used to be.
Uh-huh.
Okay, everything tends to go back to where it comes from.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you need to keep on working on it so you can keep going forward and not backwards. Take your heart, let your home.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're living in that home is staying up.
Mm-hmm.
But you move out and then don't let nobody else move in. That home is going to go down.
Yes.
Okay. Where it's made of brick or straws.
Amen.
It's going to go down.
Amen.
If you're not doing what you need to do.
Yes.
So present your body by renewing your mind. You got to be transformed. And the only way to be transformed is you got to have a new mind.
Man.
Your old mind said, I can't do this.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
I said, I can through Christ.
Amen. That's right.
Okay. Your old man said, I can't handle this no longer. But the new mind said, you can handle this through Christ. My old man said, I'm tired of this burden. The old new mind said, you don't got no burden. Jesus already prayed for the burden. Jesus already prayed for you. He test them from you, so you just stop, drop that bag, and pick up the cross.
Amen.
Okay. You're not part of the kingdom if you don't platform yourself.
Amen.
Okay, you're not gonna do what God said do because you're not platformed. When you become platformed, you do what God said do.
Amen.
Okay. By renewing your mind, and that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you are transformed, you're going to do what God said do.
Yes.
When you're transformed, you're going to do it with love.
Hell.
You're going to do it with joy.
Yes.
You're going to do it with peace. Because you know that the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Right.
You know that your joy comes in the morning.
Yes.
And you know that joy is already there because James again, all my problems.
Yes.
All my concerns and the distress of my life. I can it all as joy.
Yes.
Okay. So everything is working for my good.
Amen.
Everything's working for my joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I got to be, in order to know this, I got to be transformed.
Amen.
Okay. I got to stop thinking the old way.
That's right.
That was the old man. It said the old man had died.
That's right.
He passed away.
Uh-huh.
And the new man is here for me to do things in a new way.
Amen.
My old self didn't have God.
Tell it, Pastor.
My new self got God.
Amen.
My old self didn't have God, and he said, "Well, that means some things that you try to do, you can't do it. It's impossible."
Amen.
But with me,
okay,
tell somebody with God,
with God,
I can do.
I can do
all things.
All things.
Okay, with God. Don't forget to leave him and leave him out.
Uh-huh.
Put him first.
Amen. Hey, babe.
All right. And then he will take the food.
Mm-hmm.
He already know how to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because remember I told you earlier, he done the answer.
Amen.
The problem before the problem came.
Mm-hmm.
He fixed sin's answer before sin ever got here.
Yes.
Okay. His answer was his son Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And sin came along sometime later. But the way of sin, God had fixed it through his son Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he know that we would know that the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
But God said with him, you can have life.
Amen.
The gift of God is eternal life.
Yes.
So then we can, by being transformed, we can show the world.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay, that God is good.
Amen.
Being transformed, we can show the world that we are able to do the things according to the perfect will of God. with God and as an answer to our problem.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Transform.
Transform.
New life. And new way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
For I say, through the grace given unto you or to me, to every man, through that grace that is among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to.
Amen.
Don't think you have already arrived.
Tell it,
you ain't arrived. You still way behind.
Amen.
Thinking that you better than everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Thinking you more holy than somebody else. Ain't nobody no holy than nobody else.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
If you're holy, you're holy.
Uh-huh.
And if you're filthy, you're filthy.
Uh-huh.
What it said, he that is holy when it comes, let it be holy still. Amen. He that is filthy, let it be filthy still.
Yeah.
He that is righteous, let it be righteous still. Uh-huh. Whatever you are, it's all the way, not halfway through the way.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Either all for Christ, or you none for him.
Amen.
Okay, you either hot or you cold.
Amen. Yeah, teach it, Pastor.
Hallelujah. He don't have anybody spat of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and who's gonna walk spat of the fence?
Yeah.
It'd be tearing you all up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you need to be either on the left side or the right side of that fence. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you try to walk on that fence. I dare you get up there on that fence, running around the side of the church.
Amen.
And you're going to get up there spattered.
Okay.
You're going to do but tear everything up on your body.
Amen.
So, to every man that don't think yourself higher than you think it ought to be, low, keep yourself low and humble.
Amen.
Amen.
A low and humble is the way.
Amen.
Be you transformed and let you know that it ain't about me.
That's Amen. Right.
It's all about him.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay. It's not about what I can do, but it's what he can do through me.
Amen.
I'm presenting my bodies to God.
Uh-huh.
A living sacrifice so that God can use me.
Amen.
For the glory and God of him.
Mm-hmm.
Not for my glory, mm-hmm. not for my good, but for God's glory.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. and through what I do for God's glory, to cause somebody else to come to Christ.
Amen.
And follow him. Okay, so God had dealt with us and to every man a measure mm-hmm. of faith. So we got what it takes.
Amen.
We got the faith.
Amen.
So the answer's already, you already have the answer. But you discovered you had the problem. Okay. So he would do that for you. He had dealt with every person a measure of faith. And he's given everyone the same measure. Okay. You don't have no more faith than I do.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have no more faith than you do.
Teach it, Pastor.
Okay. It is us limiting the faith.
Yes.
We got the faith, but we're limiting it because we're scared we're going right out. Mm-hmm. Tell somebody, you ain't going to run out of faith.
You ain't going to run out of faith.
Okay. And you don't need a whole jug full to have it. All I need is the size of a mustard seed,
mm-hmm.
a grain of sand. Okay, that's all I need of faith mm-hmm. is to believe what God said.
Mm-hmm.
And when God said I can do all things, I can do it.
Yes.
Through him. Yeah. Without doubting.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Without hesitation.
Uh-huh.
Without knowing things ain't going to work out, but knowing that things will work out.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Always.
Hallelujah.
Somehow.
Yes.
Man's gonna make it. God's gonna make it all to be all right.
Amen.
Okay. So God has given everyone a measure of faith.
Amen. Thank you, God.
He gave you a bucket full. Okay. He just gave you a measure of it.
Amen.
Okay. And he gave you everything you need to do everything you need to do for him.
Amen.
You got it already.
Amen.
Okay. Use your faith.
Yes.
So it can draw some interest for you.
Yes,
use your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Invest that faith. Okay. In the word of God.
Amen.
Invest it so it can multiply. Invest it. Like some of us have investments in the stock market.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you keep checking to see if it's going up or going down.
Amen.
Okay. Take that faith.
Mm-hmm.
That you have in the world and use it for God.
Yes, Lord.
And check to see if you're going up or are you going down.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going down, you ain't got enough, you ain't using activating that faith.
Amen.
Okay. Faith, you know that God's gonna take me through the good,
uh-huh.
And he's gonna take me through the bad.
Amen.
He's not a one-sided God.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
He does everything right.
Glory to God.
Okay. He's going to, whatever's good, God got it. Whatever's bad, God will handle it.
Yes, Pastor.
Let me say that again. Whatever's good, God got it.
Amen. Whatever's
bad, God's going to handle it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And say he had it, but he will handle it.
Yes, amen. Lord.
Okay. Tell somebody, whatever's good.
Whatever's good.
God got it.
Whatever's bad,
God will handle it.
God will handle it.
I don't have to handle it.
Tell
it, I just tell it to God.
Amen.
I don't need to handle it.
Amen.
God's going to handle it. He took that problem.
Yes.
And he put it to death.
Mm-hmm.
But he died on the cross.
Yes.
Amen.
He put it to death.
Uh-huh.
When he went to the grave,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
And stayed there 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Got up on the third day.
Yes.
Amen.
He got up with all power.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In his hand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And the death,
uh-huh.
He put it in his face.
Yes.
Amen.
Victory.
Yes.
Was his.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Death is no longer here to hound us.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we gave our life to Christ,
mm-hmm.
We became alive forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God's got it.
God's got it.
All
right. Mm-hmm. And God will handle it.
Amen.
Yes, will.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay, well, keep that in mind now. Whatever's good, God's got it. All you have to do is ask.
Amen.
And he will give it to you.
Amen.
When it was bad, cast it to God. He'll handle it.
Yes.
So what I'm worried about, God got everything I need.
Uh-huh.
He's going to handle every problem I don't need.
Mm-hmm.
All I got to do is relax.
Yeah.
In him.
Yeah.
Have joy, faith in him.
Amen.
And everything. It's gonna work out.
Gonna work out.
For our good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got to be transformed.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell somebody I got to be transformed.
I got to be transformed.
Transformed from that old person to the new person.
Yes.
From the old way to the new way.
Yes.
With my enemies hunger.
Mm-hmm.
I feed them.
Yes.
When they thirst, I give them grain.
Amen.
Okay. Bless God. Don't be overcome with your problems, but overcome yourself through goodness And God will make it work out for you.
Amen.
So don't let your problems overcome you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But overcome them by you being through your goodness.
Even with good.
Okay? And everything will work out.
Amen.
All right.
Jesus.
Be ye transformed.
Amen.
I think my time is up.
Thank you,
Lord.
Be transformed.
Lord,
be transformed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Remember, God. Don't try to get vengeance.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Vengeance
is
a
God's way.
Yes.
Amen.
But it's God's problem.
Amen. Yes.
And God says, vengeance is mine.
Uh-huh.
Not yours.
Bring
it to God. Now take your hand and turn both of them down. Take that right hand and tap that left hand and say, be transformed.
Be transformed.
Be transformed.
Be transformed. Be transformed.
Yeah, and then hit it one more time. Say, now behave yourself.
Now behave yourself.
Behave yourself.
Thank you, God.
Be lovable,
uh-huh,
and not hateable.
Amen.
Love everybody.
Amen.
Everybody.
Love your enemy.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Don't have anything to play for. I can't stand them.
That's right. Okay.
Nobody asked you to stand them. Okay.
Yes.
Just ask you to accept them.
Right.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we're trying to hold them up.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank
all
you.
Right. They don't need to lean on you.
My brother.
So you can't hold yourself up.
Amen. Amen.
Let them lean on Jesus.
Amen.
Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. You can depend on me to pray for you. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. You can depend on me to pray for you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yeah, amen.
That's great.
If nothing else, claim our attention. All hearts and minds are satisfied.
Okay. Let us pray for the benediction. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen.